Welcome to the Tony and Ryan podcast. My name is Ryan. This is Dr. Author Tony Lodge.
Hello.
We are calling Winnipeg, Canada, and it's Brianne, which not to be confused with a Brianna, because they're the crazy ones. But this is Brianne.
Oh,
yep. Just to really, you know.
Let us know. Yep. Thank you.
Hello?
Brianne!
Hi. Yes, hi.
Hello, it's Tony
and Ryan. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good.
Were you expecting this call, Brianne? You seem shocked and confused.
No, I was expecting it. I'm just in the middle of cleaning up the house a little bit.
Oh.
I'm glad you called now, though, because my husband's not home yet, and I didn't tell him I'm proving.
Oh, like as in he'll be jealous, you mean?
Yeah, and then he'll just listen, and your voice will be there, or my voice will be on.
This will be a great surprise. And will you approve this podcast?
Yes, I will.
Yay!
Legend.
Hi, it's Brianne from Winnipeg, and I approve this podcast.
Starting today with some quick LinkedIn chat.
Oh, I love it.
You know how people message on LinkedIn, but it's obviously like, dear, and then the computer program's like, insert name here. So
yes.
It's like, Tony, you would benefit from our new, and
yep.
It's just like clearly.
Yep.
So because on LinkedIn, my job title is vice captain of the ship.
They've asked you to do the Titanic.
No, but like, it's basically just, clearly a computer's gone, insert job title here.
Yeah.
And then someone's gone, hello, Ryan. Does your job as vice captain of the ship require specialist technology support?
Oh, my God.
I'm like, if a real human had read that.
And we're worried about AI taking our jobs. There's just no way. Everyone's safe.
My favorite new meme. It said, here is me congratulating AI from taking my job. And
the hands. And there's like 18 fingers on each hand. Yeah, fucking good.
We
won't be needing your services.
Won't be needing your...
Thanks for reaching out, though, with your weird computer
Appreciate
arms.
That.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks to everyone for submitting their confessions, tonyandryan.com.au. You can submit your normal and NAS confessions. And there's another tab that's just like any loose story you feel like the tarpers need to hear about.
Yep. Share whatever you want.
Let's start with the Kentucky glory hole.
Ooh, this chicken's really kept me up at night.
I went to an anonymous glory hole at a house in Kentucky. And when I arrived, one of the cars out the front looked kind of familiar.
Sorry. At a house?
Well, it's got to be someplace.
Aren't they normally in like a public place though? Like normally in like a bathroom or
I think
at a club or something?
The stereotypes would lend you to believe that. And I'm sure there are some. But I think, you know, for the distinguished anonymous dick sucker,
yeah.
You want to do it in the privacy of someone else's mansion.
But if you went to someone's house, then wouldn't you know who?
But it's like a part, like a, you know, it's a thing, like a party or a house. Or
right. Okay. So there's like lots
but you're
of
onto
people
something
there.
Here, though.
Do you know what I mean?
No, like well, I reckon stick with this story and it'll
it's unraveling. Okay.
What you're thinking.
Because like if I rocked up at your house to fucking have a go at your glory hole, I'd be like, yeah, just go on Orion's.
Well,
like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but like in sort of some different societies, it's like, here's this weekend's address. There'll be a number of people there. Here's your time to arrive. You know, it's a bit of like
And there's just a sheet up in the living room like when your mum had a Tupperware party.
Yeah.
Right.
What did your mum do at Tupperware parties?
That's on tomorrow's confession. A confession from beyond
I'm getting
the
vibe that it's like a...
Sorry.
What was that movie?
My mum has come back from the dead to share one story. And it was...
a glory hole.
At a Tupperware party. That sounds actually like a great clit lit book.
Put your dick in this lunchbox.
Like the gobby at the Tupperware party, and it's like a real sexy story like mums from the early 2000s.
What's that movie that's got Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman in it and it's like a sexy movie? And it's a bit like they're in a big old castle and it's like a high society.
Wide awake, straight awake.
Eyes wide shut.
Eyes wide shut.
I was close.
You were getting there.
I was getting there. The wheels were turning. The cogs were on. Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah. I only know that because they talk about it in an episode of Kevin Kim. I've never seen it.
All right. So
don't they all wear cloaks and masks and stuff?
So,
do you know what is the scariest thing I've ever seen? I'm so sorry to cut you off. You know when like in shows they have those big apothecary like beak masks?
Yeah, I make up words too, mate. All good.
They're so scary. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Oh. Okay. I'm going to just take a screenshot of this to show you why it's so scary.
Sleep no more mask. Oh, fuck no.
And they, so fuck, there's.
No, no.
Isn't that so scary?
That is the worst thing I've seen since a grown man tonguing a cappuccino at a farmer's market.
All right, well, let me paint the picture for you, sweetheart. Imagine there's a man at the farmer's market seeking shelter from the rain, just as you are, right? You're there. You're holding your baby. He's tonguing his cappuccino while wearing this.
He's beaking it.
He's peeking it. Imagine that coming at you through the glory hole.
No,
just
thank you.
Full beak.
No, thank you.
Full beak through your Tupperware party.
No, oh. Thank you.
Okay, so the one that's popped up is actually like a gimpy one. It's like a sex toy one.
Mm.
That's.
Are they not all sex toy ones?
Well, they were for doctors back in the day because it was like a COVID mask supposed to protect you from like.
Yeah.
Like doctors wore it.
Okay.
It's because it was for during the plague. So it was supposed to protect you from getting the plague. Anyway, yep, so we're at the Kentucky Glory Hole.
Imagine like an eyes wide shut type society. And so they go, oh, hello, gentlemen. This weekend we'll be going to this.
So you're wearing a little mask?
Well, I don't know, but just.
Oh, sorry, paint the picture.
It's not just like this guy's, yeah, come over to Steve's and you go, oh, it's obviously Steve's dick. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's I think
like
there's
a distinguished crowd.
I believe so.
On Gossip Girl, there's an episode where they all go to Big Swingers Party and they're wearing this apothecary mask and this is where, yeah, go, yep.
Who ended up being the person that wrote the diary?
I'm not going to say because I'll get fucking sent to prison.
Okay.
Remember when I said that fucking what happens at the end of New Girl, which obviously happens, and I got fucking roasted alive like a bloody capsicum.
I still haven't got past season 3, so don't waste, ruin it for me.
Yeah. So obvious. Anyway.
I went to an anonymous glory hole at a house in Kentucky, and when I arrived, one of the cars out the front looked kind of familiar.
Oh.
In the lobby of the – see, this is where the person's fucked up. In the lobby of the building, there was a family photo, and then it hits me about how I know the car. I'm in the house of a HR executive from where I work.
Oh.
I could have left, but instead I gave him a big old mouthful full of my population paste. there's a lot going on in one small sentence right there. Fuck me.
Population. That is a jailable offence, that term, surely. Population paste. Oh, my Lanta.
Now, like
oh
you
my
described
God.
Your mum's Tupperware party, there was like a sheet up with like a hole and so people would just like go and pop their goods in the sheet and someone else and you would know who it was and blah, blah. I've seen him at work since and there's been no looks or anything and still to this day, I don't think the HR executive knows he sucked my dick and had my schlong jelly in his belly. That's not even the top five most upsetting things I've heard this week, but it's still fucked.
They're getting too comfortable sending things like that. Population paste. Whoa. There was no populating going on, by the way.
Mm.
I've sucked a few dicks in my time and there's no populating going on.
I don't know if the homosexuals know how it works.
The population. Sorry, that's fucking done me in. So I feel like a bit sad for the HR executive.
Why?
Because there's no anonymity for this person.
Well,
like that really sucks.
If there's one thing I've always said is if you're hosting an anonymous glory hole party at your house, put
take
the family,
photos
down.
Away.
Yeah.
You have always said that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's just a good tip for life in general.
Right, everyone listening, write that down.
Write that down. Number 3 rule of life.
When in Kentucky. all right, here's the next one. And this is.
The population. Sorry, that's really. I've said some fucked stuff. today. And that has just unraveled my brain.
Now, this next sentence, whilst very different, I believe is the worst sentence you'll ever hear, which is a big statement considering we've all just experienced the words population and paste put together. This is a new confession, by the way.
Okay.
When I was 16, I went ghost hunting on Halloween night at a rundown clown hotel about an hour and a half outside of Vegas. Do you want to fucking die? What?
That's crazy.
Very upsetting. There's so many upsetting.
Rundown clown hotel. So what do you get there and you show your ID? They go, sorry, not a clown. Like, do they have like strict entry requirements? Oh, only two people came out of your car. You can't be a clown. Like, how is it a clown hotel?
Hang on. Is it a clown hotel that's been run down, or is it a hotel for rundown clowns? You know what I'm saying?
Or is it run by clowns but just for normal people, or is it a hotel that only clowns can go to? A
lot of questions. Also, the fact that it's in Vegas seems worse than anywhere else, but then an hour and a half just outside of Vegas?
That's even worse.
Because there ain't much outside of Vegas.
I've driven from where do we go? Vegas to LA.
Not much in between. There's
nothing.
Nothing in between. Our friends had all the typical, well, typical for them. I don't know this world, but they're like ghost hunters.
That's so spooky.
Our friends had all the typical paranormal ghost hunting equipment, the audio recorders, cameras, electromagnetic detectors.
EMF detector. Yeah, I've seen Supernatural.
We were walking through the hotel using the cameras and recorders and asking.
Because I actually don't like this stuff.
We're asking the ghosts questions to see if they'll answer. And then we'll listen back to the audio to see if there is like an answer or a response.
Ooh, this is giving me the heebers.
For the longest time, nothing was happening and it was actually kind of boring, says the confessor. We asked more questions right at midnight when Halloween hit. And we played back the audio and we heard a voice whisper, get out. And then a few seconds later, get out now. In a much angrier, louder voice. Everyone panicked. We got so scared. We grabbed our bags. We left the rundown clown hotel and we left in the middle of the night.
Sounds like the beginning of Casper. Yep.
My sister-in-law, who I was with that night, talks about this story all the time, and she went from, I'm pretty sure there's ghosts, to like, well, now I know for sure.
That is so scary. You can't fuck with that shit. Just respect it and just move on.
She thought about submitting the audio to one of those ghost hunter type TV shows.
Yeah.
Until she went to get the audio and realized it'd been wiped from the computer.
What? Fuck off. Oh, that scared me. That is so scary. That is so scary. I feel really spooked.
I have yet to confess, but all that stuff happened while I was holding the recorder. Nothing happened, and I was so bored, I thought I'd just spice it up a little. The get out and the get out now was me. Just saying it into the recorder, says the confessor.
Started a podcast.
It's been 12 years and I still haven't told anyone in my family who was there with me that night.
And the sister-in-law's still wheeling this story out.
I won't tell my sister-in-law until I'm on my deathbed.
No, you can't. Don't tell even then.
Then take it.
Even then, let her
to
live.
The grave.
Let her fucking live and come back as a ghost to haunt her then.
Yeah.
And then she'll love that.
Then redo your old gear.
Yeah.
As a real ghost.
That is, that story really did scare me though. I don't like scary stuff.
I don't like rundown clown hotels.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
Also, imagine being in a rundown clown hotel and being like, I'm bored. Sorry, is all the shit out of your body already into your pants?
Yeah.
Oh, I've already done all my pooing myself, so I thought I would just do something else.
Is there a bar down the game on? Like, do they do room service?
Yeah, like. How could you be bored? You would be at the. I would just be. My nerves would be shot in something like that. I hate that stuff.
Same. We did that in. Just outside of Canberra. There's a rundown pub that had ghosts in it. So we did a party there in Halloween.
The fireworks factory thing?
That's Fish Week. That's another night.
Oh, sorry.
Good time still, but different areas. Different areas.
Because you know in Perth, in Fremantle, there's like an old jail and you can do like a nighttime tour.
No, fuck completely off. No.
And they do special ones on Friday 13th and Oktoberfest.
No.
So obviously I mean Halloween. different things.
Yeah, all good. All good.
Hi, it's Brianne from Winnipeg, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
A massive shout out to a few of our champion tapas over at our Patreon.
Tony's really upset about
this. I'm really upset, and I haven't looked at it. I'm not going to look at it.
James has just texted us some pictures of the Clown Hotel, which I'd love to look at if the internet could hurry the fuck. You keep going though, mate.
A message. Really scared. That story wasn't even real. I'm still spooked. Jodie Eddington, thank you, Jodes. Sophie Cullen, good on you, Soph.
Thanks,
Holly Barspool, Elizabeth, and Anusha.
Holly
G.
Barstool?
Holly Barspool.
Oh, my mistake.
B-A-A-R-S-P-U-L.
Don't forget, the Tony and Ryan merch store is open at tonyandryan.com.au. Click on the merch page. Help you out. Help yourself out.
I'll help you out.
Yeah, I'll run your throat.
I'll help you out how to get to our merch.
Yep.
So little tidbit about me. I stress about parking a lot. Mm. It's not that I'm not good at parking. I just always worry that I'm like not going to get a spot. And in my life, I try and limit my stress and anxiety. Like I try and like lower the barrier to entry for all things because I know that if things start to get a little bit hard, I'll just go, oh, I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed and like maybe I can't do this.
Yep.
And I'm trying to overcome that. Like I'm trying to put myself out of my comfort zone a little bit.
Yep.
And so I, a few weeks ago, like went to this craft fair and it was great. There was all these like, so it wasn't like a farmer's market, like what you were talking about yesterday. No old men tonguing anything,
thank God. That's nice. Nice change up, yeah.
But like it was like people selling their bits and bobs, like, oh, I sell art prints or like clay jewelry and stuff.
Yep.
And you know, like when you go to those things and like when you buy the tickets, you get signed up to there's a mailing list and then all of a sudden you get 300 emails to every event that they ever hold.
I hate that.
And they're like, and you get them and you go, oh, you know, that was pretty good. Maybe we could go to another one of those or whatever. Anyway. I get all these emails for this other market and I go, you know what? Like, I'm going to take myself on a little date. This is on Saturday.
Yep.
I'm going to take myself on a little date, go by myself to this big market. I just thought, you know what? I'm actually going to get dressed up, like put on a cute little outfit, go and get a coffee, walk around, look at all the like little bits and bobs.
Yep.
Because how fun.
Cute.
I look online and the venue it's at has like a big like paid like story parking tower or like parking
has anyone
garage?
Ever heard someone struggle to say the word car park before?
But like not like a car park out the back, like a proper like parking, like a Wilson's
a multi-level
parking
car
thing.
Park.
Yeah. Cause I just want to really like it wasn't just like, oh, 10 bays out the back. No, like it's like an
there's
actual.
There's gonna be space for me to park.
There's so much park. And I look on the thing and I go, oh, even better. How good. I'm gonna get there. I just drive my little car in there and easy peasy. I get there. It's about a 40-minute drive from my house.
Yep.
I drive there in the middle, like midday on Saturday.
Yep.
And the parking garage is closed because it's full.
Fuck.
There's that many people. And it's kind of in like a busy area. It was near the city. It's kind of like a busy area. So I think like the parking.
A big event for the day, yeah.
A big event, but also I think like other people park in there to like do other things.
Oh, in the city on the weekend. Yeah, there's probably football down the road or people going to the casino to see a show. There are a lot of theaters in that area.
Yeah, so there's, and it's also like there's lots of restaurants. So people going out for brekkie and go, oh, we'll just park in that thing because there's no time limit, whatever.
So when you saw it was full, did you do a U-turn and drive to a rundown clown hotel in Las Vegas? Because I can't imagine you going, oh, all good.
Well,
I'll just find a park across the street.
So it says they're all full, right? And the thing is closed. I'm like, well, I really want to go to this thing. So I start driving around and I see, because on my car, there's like a GPS thing and you can say, like, hit like find parking and it takes you to, and took me to like another car park thing.
Oh, so like not within the car park?
No.
That's what I thought you
meant. That would be insanity. No.
Goes, yeah, second right, third one on the.
Do you know what?
Someone bring that in. Billionaire, stop going to space and start finding car parks.
Do you know what is a fucking...
Prioritize your innovation.
You know what's a fucking ruse?
What?
The little lights in a
They're
car park.
They don't work. Fucking work.
And you see a green one and there's a pole in the fucking thing. Deactivate that one. That's not even a spot.
I thought you were going to say a polo because it's like a little
hatchback. But like, you know, when there's like a park, like a bollard and you're like, well, no cars would fit in there.
Yeah, that fucks me off. Also, what fucks me off is when they go, there's three down here and you go, where?
Yeah, show me on the
Where are the fucking
map.
Three?
No, so it doesn't do that. It's not that good.
But you've kind of gone, oh, maybe someone's going to leave and I'll get lucky. Maybe I'll just do a couple of hot laps and see if I can't find a spot.
Exactly.
To put the car.
Exactly, okay. And I'm kind of driving around the city. So I was like, it'll take me a little while to like do a full lap.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I'm like, by the time, in 5 minutes, by the time I get all the way around, surely there's people leaving or whatever.
Yep.
Anyway, so I drive around to this other big parking garage. That one's closed because it's full as well.
Fuck.
Everything's chockers. I mean, I can't even find street parking. Like there was one spot that was like 15 minutes. And I was like, well, that's not even enough time to like get out and get a coffee. Like in this big thing.
Oh, see, I would have just taken that. All good.
No fucking way.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Do you have unlimited money for fucking car towing and
people don't
impound?
Work on weekends.
Yes, they do. Well, that's not my style.
That's not Tony's style.
Anyway, so I drive around. I'm in my cute little dress. I've got eyeliner on and everything.
Fuck.
Yeah. I really like, I was like, I'm taking myself out on a little day. I'm going to spend some money on some fucking artsy garbage.
Yep.
Can't get a parking spot. Then it starts to rain. And because in my head, I'm like, fuck, I could maybe park a little bit away and get the tram a few stops.
Yeah.
Because I'm like,
are you getting desperate?
Because I'm like, I'm not going to let parking beat me.
Tony versus parking.
And because normally
episode
I would just.
Episode 463.
Thank you very much. Normally I would just go, oh, no parking, too bad. But Ryan, John, you have taught me never accept a first offer. So I'm like, no, I'm negotiating with this parking and I'm going to really try
have
and
I
find
told you
a spot.
That doesn't sound like something I would say.
You, like, you're like, oh, like the first thing, like, no, there's always room for negotiation.
Yeah.
So I'm like driving around, nothing. So I drove home.
Oh, Tony.
And I was really upset. I cried in the car.
Yeah.
Because I'd taken myself out and I was really excited and I was like, I'm going to fucking
but
do this.
But you know what? Here's a learning moment for us all.
Get an Uber.
Two learning things. First, get a fucking Uber. No, I think there's a difference between, well, I've tried all avenues and it's not possible versus that first, oh, no, and like panic straight away.
And that's what I mean. Like you've taught me that like, no, there's a few,
but I think you can be like, well, at least now I know that different avenues have been attempted and today's not my day and at least I've given it my all. So regardless of whatever the fuck happens next, and if you end up in a Vegas clown hotel, either way, just know that I'm proud of your effort and endeavor and second and third and fourth efforts.
Thank you. And I didn't just give up, which
you
normally
didn't just give
that
up.
Is my style.
That is
I
your
would
style.
Normally just go two fucking hard basket. See you later.
See ya.
So I get home and Torbs is, because he was just like, oh, great, you're going out. I'll like, have a day at home. He's like playing PlayStation or whatever. And he goes, oh, you're home early.
PlayStation. You go, oh, you're home early. Zips his pants back up. Yeah.
He goes, oh, my, you're home early. Like, you're all good. And I was like, oh.
Then you cried again.
I got, yeah, I did
and
cry again.
And you explained
again.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. Cried again. Eyeliner everywhere. And I went, I'm just going to go take my makeup off. I don't know why I tried doing anything. Like, it was
okay.
And he goes, sweetie, is it on tomorrow as well? And I said, yeah. And he goes, I'll drive you tomorrow. we'll go to the market tomorrow. I'll drive. He goes,
drop you off?
He goes, I can drop you off. Or I can come in with you if you like. It's up to you. But I'm happy to drop you off and then you call me when you've got about half an hour left and I'll come back and get you.
What a fucking guy.
He's fucking
now,
sweet.
Well, I am Natalie Imbruglia because a part of me is obviously what a beautiful offer. And the other half of me is like, well, you're fucking trying to make up for lost time because there's 10 years of not pickups you're trying to make up for.
But that, hey.
Let the past be past. Bygones be bygones.
That's all gone.
Yep.
Because now he's like, I can fucking pick you up. I can drop you off.
So what did you choose?
So I was like.
Is it rude to go, I'd prefer you to drop me off and not come in?
Well, because he said, he was like, you were going to go alone. Do you not want me to come? Yep. And I was like, oh, you're more than welcome to come. But as if you want to spend your Sunday at this weird knick-knack craft fair.
Yep.
And he said, I'll come with you. I'd love to come. So he came with me to the craft.
I pretend not to hate that for you. Isn't that nice?
Isn't that sweet? Anyway, so I wear the same outfit again because it was really cute and I didn't want to waste it.
It looks good.
And we get there and he goes, we'll get up early. We'll go just before it opens and hopefully we get a spot.
When you said I went at midday, that for me, if it started at 10.
Which it did. Which you did, yeah.
Yeah, and I know I'm not like a, between the two of us, like an on-time early guy, but I would have been there at 10.
Yeah, no, nah, and I just went casual.
No.
Yeah, I went the wrong opposite
rookie,
way.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we get there a little bit early and the parking structures are still open, so they're not like closed off to the public yet, but they're getting full. You know how on the front it says like 6 fucking spots available or 300? And it's like, it's counting down. Anyway, we are driving around this thing.
Yeah.
And we find a spot, an empty spot, and we go, oh, my God, like, alleluia.
Yeah.
We find, and it's like a big row of parking.
Yep.
And it's a big car, the empty spot, and then the rest of the cars, like, down the way.
Yep.
The big car has reversed in and parked like an absolute Carla Conti and has diagonaled across the line into the other spot.
As it, do you reckon they've done a terrible park or they think they're better than everyone and need two parks?
Bad park.
Okay.
Because it wasn't so
not
far.
Not a Carl Sanderlands, like I'm just going to park across two.
It wasn't the Rolls Royce in the middle of two parking spots. It was like a, but it was a big like Nissan X-Trail.
Yeah.
So it was a big like meaty car.
Yeah.
And it had kind of like, and it had gone over the line a bit. And we were in Torbs's car, which is like bigger
it's
than
also
mine
a big
as
car,
well.
Yeah. Yep.
Anyway, they parked on an angle and I was like, there's no way you'll fit in there. And Torbs goes, we're going to this fucking craft fair. We're going.
Listen to him go.
I'm going to get in here. No worries, sweetheart. You hop out of the car. Let me fucking maneuver. First go in, he gets in there.
Fuck yeah.
But at what cost? He's had to go in on an angle as well. So the big car's on an angle.
Yep.
We're on an angle. But then the car's down the way, all straight.
Did you leave a sign?
Well, I said... What if the asshole next to us leaves and then we're the assholes that have parked on an angle, brand new anxiety unlocked. What if they leave and then people see our car and go, oh, what an asshole. Like actually when we got here, they'd parked on an angle. They'd parked on an angle and then so like we just wanted to, you know.
So one time I parked like an asshole.
To make up for somebody else. Oh, you just parked like an asshole.
I did a shit park. And then the person next to me had to do a shit park to make up for my shit park.
Mm.
And then when I went to, it wasn't until I went back to the car and I went, fuck.
That was cruel.
I have not nailed that at all. I thought I had.
And it happens.
And I go to my car and then someone looks at me and the car next to me and I looked at them and went, and implied that they did the first shit park. So
some people don't check out.
So what happens if you're in the market?
Yeah.
The other guy comes back, then they see two crook cars and the other guy goes, I'm pretty sure that was that podcaster, Tony.
They go, can you get a load of this Subaru Forester?
Yeah. It's as if this 30-year-old just got his license in the last year.
The P plates do make it like not look great. So they would be able to be like, oh, well, this P-plater asshole, this 18-year-old has borrowed his mum's car.
Do they have P-plates in other countries?
I don't know.
So in Australia, it's a P-plate that basically tells the rest of the traffic.
That you're in your first 3 years.
Yeah, that you're a new driver.
Yeah.
Which is sort of like supposed to be like, don't be too mean, but really it's like fucking kids.
Oh, well, as soon as you see a P-plate, you go, their fault.
Yeah, their fault.
Like, it's like you can blame someone because they've got P-plates on.
So are you saying that the new anxiety is you're going to get blamed for someone else's shitty park?
What if I have to, make up for their
valid
crap?
Anxiety.
And so then we get back to the car after the craft fair.
And we've
spent a little bit of money and we're feeling a bit giddy about our little like foamy coffee we had. I actually bought a sourdough knife that has a guide on it because I'm way into sourdough.
And you cut them on angles?
And I'm cutting it like a wedge of fucking cheese,
man. You should have bought two because the angles were our sourdough.
Do you
want
to know, actually, I bought it, right, and we were leaving the market and I said, I should have gotten one of those for Bridget and I've actually ordered one online for her.
Oh, isn't that nice? Thank you.
Because I was like, I should have bought two of those.
Bridget's banned me from cutting the sourdough. Because I'm cutting triangles and angles and fucking
wedges. I was so bad at it.
Yeah.
And because when you're doing it, you like shove your hand
down.
So
if one, this is the same conversation.
It actually is. Because if you leave it on the piss, if you leave it on the piss.
Does the next guy stay on the piss or does he have to even it up?
Questions. Is it your responsibility to try and even this up or do you make up for the lost fuck of the other person?
End up with a wedge of bread.
Oh.
Mark, I'm going to get some
anyway,
chowder for lunch.
Yeah, so brand new anxiety unlocked. Yeah, so you've is come that back. You park like a fuckhead to help another person act like not a fuckhead?
So you
there's one spot left in Melbourne and we had to park there.
So you've got all your cool shit from the market. You're coming back to the car park.
The X-Trail's gone.
Fuck.
X-Trail's gone. They've fucking.
Has it been replaced
down.
By a new car?
Yeah.
And have they parked straight?
Yeah, they have.
So now you're just a fuckhead on your own sideways in your mum's
Subaru Forester with P plates on it. Yeah.
Did you pretend that like it wasn't your like the Torbs was just like your driver?
I get in the back seat. I don't even sit in the front.
Oh, sir, why did you pull around like this?
I'm like, put a hat on, put a little hat on so it looks like you're my servant.
Fuck. Well, on behalf of the Lodge and the Toblerones, I would like everyone who attended the market on Sunday to know that it wasn't Tony's fault.
Thank you. Yeah.
Or Torbs' fault.
Yeah, bless him.
It was it was the X-Trail's fault.
Fucking X-Trail.
Isn't that what you drive, James? Where were you on Sunday?
Oh, yeah, actually, great question.
No comment.
Yeah, righto. Actually, I've got a new hobby. I'm going to drive around and park like a fuckhead and then pull out and then like take photos and name and shame
and
other
cars. And be like, oh, nice one, fuckhead.
Yeah, and then go to like, I'm sure there's a Facebook group called like Market Parkers.
I actually get this Facebook group suggested to me all the time and it's like shit parkers in Perth.
Yes.
And it's literally people in Perth like posting shitty parks in like the Livingston fucking shopping centre and stuff. Yeah. It's insane.
Well, let's start that. But we'll create them by doing
what if we just okay, no better idea. We start a thread in our Facebook group and it's called Tar Parking, Tony and Ryan Parking. And if you see a shit parked, you can pop that in great. There. And if you see a black Audi A3 parked badly,
don't
you fucking post a photo of it just in case it was me.
Can I yes and your idea?
Yes.
Instead of shaming other people, let's make a game of it. Who can deliberately do the worst park?
No, no way.
I will create a Tony and Ryan merch pack and to give to the winner a hoodie, a hot girl tumbler, a few stickers and a beanie. It has to be a public car park with other cars around.
And it has to be safe. You have to have safe, parked safely.
But you need to park like a fucking
like a jerk off. Yep. Okay.
Yep.
Tar parking.
Bring it.
And it's
we'll do a reaction video of all your shit
park. It's for the we'll leave it live for like a week.
You've got it. What day is it today?
So it's Tuesday today.
Next confession. Next week confessions.
Yep. We'll talk about this after.
Fuck.
Yep.
Actually, no, I want to give people a chance to really go hard.
They've got a week.
Okay, you've got a week.
We have to cut it off sometime.
Everyone just parking like a dog for the rest of the year. Okay. Watch this space. Challenge set.
Amazing.
Fuck.
I've got a love to see here from Charlotte. And this had real, so I felt really good about putting myself out of my comfort zone on the weekend. And this has similar energy. Charlotte says, the other day I ordered an oat cap from a cafe in Sydney, mm-hmm. Upper North Shore area.
Did she tongue the cup?
She didn't know that I... from what I can tell. But she says, and it tasted really burnt.
Oh.
Like the coffee tastes a bit burnt. And like a coffee now costs $6, $7.
It's too expensive for them to fuck it up.
You can't just walk away, you know. So I asked politely if it would be okay for them to remake it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte says, not only did they remake it for me and ask me to try it to make sure like I was happy with it, but they gave me a little muffin as an apology for the burnt coffee. And said, oh, so sorry that one was a bit off, but like, here you go. Oh, and a little treaty for a sorry.
Yeah.
Charlotte says, shout out to Evolve Coffee in Warunga. Good. You love to see it.
You do love to see that.
That's really cool. And good on you for being like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like,
yeah, asking.
That's so nice of that barista and the people that work there to be like, you know what? Sorry about that. This thing happens.
Now, I'm not suggesting any ill will from our You Love to See It.
Charlotte.
But is naming the cafe shouting them out or outing them?
Oh, should I have not said that?
You know what I'm saying though?
Oh, I do. Oh.
Like they handled it really well, but still.
Should we take out me saying the coffee name?
Charlotte's the one that said it, mate.
No.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Sophie?
I think everyone has a chance to make a mistake. You know, like the barista.
Yeah, maybe, but they handled it well.
Made a mistake, but handled it well.
Okay, let's stick with it.
So I reckon saying the cafe be like, no, go there. They're really, like, they're good. La Conti's.
Good cappuccino makers.
Yeah, on the second one, yeah. good, so good on you, Charlotte. Thanks for sharing that. Sorry, should I have not said the cafe? You made it. Oh. No,
it's good because again, yeah, everyone makes mistakes. Yeah. So
Yeah.
It's a good sign of a good restaurant if they fix it or a cafe.
Yeah, because they care.
Yeah, and they go, oh fuck.
Sorry, mate. Yeah. You have a muffin.
Yeah.
Gonna get a muffin after this.
Yeah.
Do you like a sweet or a savory?
Muffin.
Mm.
You know what I love? Orange and poppy seed muffin because they're always hell moist.
I love orange and poppy seed as well.
Do you actually? Because yeah. It's not very people don't really.
I love it.
Do you really?
But you never see them on the menu.
You never see them.
They're the best.
Do you know where they do have a fucking elite orange and poppy seed?
Please say near here.
7-Eleven. Is there a 7-Eleven near here? They've got elite fucking orange and poppy seed.
So yes, there is a 7-Eleven near us.
They have elite orange and poppy seeds at.
Where's the nearest 7-Eleven?
7-Eleven. I don't know. We can Google it after this, but that's a good muffin. But do you know what I do like when you go to a little cafe and they've got like a bacon and cheese like muffin or scone or
what
whatever?
About a pumpkin and feta.
Oh, spinach and ricotta scone. Come in my asshole. They used to do those at Baker's Delight. Do they still make those?
Let's find out. We got a mission to do after the show.
Let me hurry up. Sorry.
Kristen, now this is related to what you're talking about before.
Hey, Kristen.
I'm starting a new job today.
Congratulations.
And I was scared of being late and didn't know what the parking situation would be like.
You never know.
Luckily, I came in. The traffic was good. It was really easy to get a car park. And I'm 45 minutes early for work.
Relatable chap.
So I'm sitting in my car listening to a Tony and Ryan episode to pass the time.
Oh, well, good luck. I hope the first day went well.
I hope it goes well. But I think the Tony, and they've sort of a nod to the Tony Lodge energy of get in early, get the park right, all good.
ABP, always be prepared.
Always be prepared.
All right. We're off to fucking source this orange and poppy seed muffin, so we got to go.
Yeah, I've also got a conundrum about
parking.
Your childhood home. So I want everyone to think about their childhood home.
Oh.
And then tomorrow on the show, I've got a question for you. I need your help and advice before I do something.
Oh, God.
I'm going to Kentucky.
Love you,